Good morning. We welcome you to Barbers Grove Baptist Church this morning. Those of you out in the parking lot, I know that you got your clocks set right last night, and so you're up bright and early. And those of you that are close enough that you're listening at home, you did the same. But we're glad you're here. And those of you that will later be listening to the webcast, we welcome you. And we know that the Lord has some good things for each one of us. It may be through what I say or in spite of what I say, but the Lord has some good things to do and say and bless us. And so we pray that you'll receive God's blessing today. Father, as we bow before you today, thank you for a beautiful day. Thank you for Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Thank you for the many blessings you've bestowed upon our lives. Thank you for the opportunity to come into your presence. And Father, we just thank you that the Holy Spirit is here to guide, to encourage, to speak. And Lord, we just want to worship you and we want to praise you. We want to hear from you. We want to obey you. We want this to be truly a day that we honor you. And Father, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ed, and good morning, everyone, to Sunday, March the 14th. And as we normally do, we're going to have a hymn sing right now. And so join me as we sing together. Come, Christians, join and sing. Christians join to sing, Alleluia, Amen. Loud praise to Christ our King, Alleluia, Amen. Let all with heart and voice before the throne rejoice. Praises his gracious choice. Alleluia, Amen. Come, lift your hearts on high. Alleluia, Amen. Let praises fill the sky. Alleluia. Amen. He is our guide and friend. To us he'll condescend. His love shall never end. Alleluia. Again, Alleluia, Amen. Life shall not end the strain, Alleluia, Amen. On heaven's blissful shore, his goodness will adore. Singing forevermore, Alleluia, Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Amen. Thank God for his presence today. All right, I have some announcements for you today. And today marks a one-year anniversary that we have been having these special services for the webcast and all of the things that we have done in God's name due to the pandemic, and 1 year exactly today. And we thank God for his blessings. We thank God for you as you have supported us through all of this and that you're in your place today and listening. And we thank God for you. So thank you I want to read to you. Says Pastor Ed, Church and Family, thank you so much for your gift of love to the Pregnancy Resource Center. We are so thankful of your for your prayers and support. Many women are facing unplanned pregnancies, especially during the pandemic, and we're honored to be here to share the love, the hope, and the truth of Jesus Christ with each one regarding God's plan for marriage and family in Christ, Gina Russell. And so thank you very much for that, those kind words. So we want to thank you for that. All right, now, and the services will continue on next week, as we have been doing. Next week we'll continue on with the services with the webcast, and we'll also be doing the parking lot services as for you at 99.1. But then after that, come Easter sunrise, we're going to be opening our church again for all of you that will feel comfortable. Come back and be with us. We're going to open the church again. And for sunrise service, we're going to hope, the weather permitting, we'll be outside and have the sunrise service. And that'll be the only service we'll have that day. Then beginning on Sunday, April the 11th, the following Sunday, we will open a church and everyone can come. We'll be here on the inside. And also we will be having the children's church. We'll also be opening again. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about what's going to happen, as we all are, that it'll happen. Now, I will add one little note about the Easter sunrise service. If indeed the weather is not permitting, we will come inside the church and have our service for Easter inside the church. So be planned. You'll be hearing more from us as we go forward, as we hear weather forecasts and everything. But right now, we're scheduled for a 7 o'clock start. But you'll get more and more information about that as we get closer deals to the service. But just remember, when we open our church, we open the doors again to the sanctuary, and you come back in, I want you comfortable. We want you comfortable for worship. If you be more comfortable still listening to the webcast, still listening to the service on the radio or the webcast, it's certainly available to you. So you'll have all options that you need in order to still be involved in worship at Barbie's Grove. And that's what we really want at the end of every service. We want you to be involved in worship. So please put that down in your calendars and be ready to go for that. What I ask you, we'll also advise you that we are very close to closing for the parsonage and the sale of the parsonage. We expect that to be complete by the end of this month. And I'd say in 2 weeks, we'll certainly have the parsonage closed and sold. So we'll be aware of that. Also, we will be able to, since we'll be coming back into church, we'll be able to schedule and have a quarterly conference for the month of April. So April 18th. So be sure you are aware of that. Annie Armstrong, I have left, and the pastor and I have left some out on the porch this morning at the bucket. There's some folders and some envelopes about Annie Armstrong offering as we start this Sunday, and we'll go through Easter with that. So please, and maybe later beyond that, but please give as God leads on that. And that's all the announcements I have at this particular time. I'll now go to the prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Jay Julius. I talked to him, and he is still having some problems with back issues and pain management. So keep Jay Julius in our prayers, please. And Barbie, again, is still experiencing problems with heart rhythm and also some other issues. Let's remember Ann Barbie in our prayers. Let's remember our shut-ins in general. We have several shut-ins here at Barbie's Grove that are not able to be with us, that are each Sunday listening to us on the webcast. Let's keep those people in our prayers, the people in the shut-ins and the nursing homes, plus the ones that are shut-ins at home. Let's keep them in our prayers, please. Pray for Barbie's Grove and our leadership as we get ready to start back into the sanctuary service and leadership as we go forward. We want everyone to be praising the Lord and be happy here. Let's remember Pat Burgess. Pat Burgess is at home. Thank God she's at home now, and let's lift her up. She's still a little weak, I understand, but let's remember Pat Burgess. Brenda Burris. Brenda Burris goes to the doctor next week and for a possible surgery again on her ankle and her foot. And so let's remember Brenda as she goes in next week for that. That's all the prayer requests I have for today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity you've given us. And Lord, as we remember and we talked about the milestone that we have today as a full year of these special services, I give you the honor and all the glory for what you've been able to do for us, that we still have been involved and our services have still been done and people have been able to worship and to listen to his praise. I thank you, Lord, for Pastor Ed and the newsletters that he has submitted and throughout all of this to keep the people involved. And I thank you, Lord, for your blessings as we went forward. Now, Lord, as we go forward today in this service, I pray a special blessing upon it. All those who are here today, Lord, whether they will be in the parking lot or by the webcast, we pray for those people today. Help us, Lord, to remember, Lord, that you're first and we lift up your name above all others. And Lord, we pray specifically this morning for Jay Julius. We pray for him as he's dealing with continued pain and pain management. We pray, Lord, that the right medicine will be supplied to him. And then, Lord, we pray for Ann Barbie. We pray for Ann, Lord, as she's experiencing problems with heart rhythm. We pray for her as she goes forward to the doctor. And Lord, our shut-ins in general, Lord, we know they're lonely. We know they're lonely and they'd like to get out. But we pray, Lord, that you would comfort them as well. We pray for our leadership at Barber's Grove and pray for our whole entire congregation as we now set forth plans to come back in to the sanctuary. And Lord, we know you're going to be with us wherever we are. And we're thankful for that, Lord. You promised us that in your word, that you would be with us, and we're thankful. And so, Lord, be with us as we go forward. We pray for Pat Burgess as she's at home now, Lord, and convalescing. We pray for her there. And then, Lord, for Brenda, Lord, as she looks forward and looks next week into going to the doctor, Lord, we pray for her there, Lord, that whatever is set and whatever is scheduled, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would give her healing with the ankle, that the foot surgery would be successful if she has to go forward with that. And we pray for her there. Now, Lord, again, we pray for Pastor Ed as he comes forward now, Lord, and we pray for Tonda, Lord. We thank you so much as she'll be singing special for us today. And now, Lord, I ask these blessings we give in your name. And for always, Lord, we give you the glory. And these blessings I pray. Amen. Now we have a special song of praise, and we want to lift, we add some thanks for Tonda as she's going to sing for us this morning. We are indeed so blessed. And that's the name of the song. We are so blessed. Tonda.
By the gifts from your hand, we just can't understand why you've loved us so much. We are so blessed, we just can't find a way or the words that can say thank you, Lord, for your we have to bring.
Amen. Thank you, Tonda. That was beautiful as usual. Always do such a great job. Reminded the old song, count your many blessings, name them one by one. It's amazing how many times if I start to get a little down, a little low, and the Holy Spirit will say, hey, you got to count your blessings. When I think of all the things that good and wonderful that God has done for me in my lifetime, looked after me and blessed me in so many ways, the depression leaves and praise comes. We are blessed of the Lord. Now this morning, I want us to spend a little time talking about prayer. Now we all know about prayer. We think about prayer. We think prayer is important. And most of us pray to a greater or lesser extent. Do you ever realize how much an act of faith that prayer is? This week in the newsletter, I wrote about faith. And prayer, real prayer, is a fantastic act of faith. You think about it. You're in an empty room. You may be sitting at the kitchen table. You may be sitting at your desk. You may be sitting in your recliner. You may be kneeling by your bedside. And there's nobody in the room but you. And you're talking to God. You're talking to a God that you cannot see. You're talking to a God that you cannot touch with your hands. And yet you know that He's there. There are times that you feel like there's your prayers don't even get to the ceiling or they're bouncing off the walls. And there are other times when you sense God's presence, but still you keep praying. You keep pouring out your heart to the Lord. That's an act of faith. Believing that God hears. You remember after the crucifixion and resurrection, and the disciples told Thomas, we've seen the Lord. And Thomas says, hey, if I can't touch His hands and put my fingers in the nail holes and in the spear hole in the side, I'll never believe. So next week, Jesus shows up and says, okay, Thomas, here I am, touch me. Thomas says, Lord, I believe. And Jesus, you remember what Jesus said? Thomas, you believe because you've seen. Blessed are those who do not see, but still believe. Folks, you're blessed of God when by faith you pray, even though you can't see Him, you can't touch Him, but you believe and you know that He's there. Prayer's important. Now, have you ever thought about how special your prayers are to the Lord? How much He values your prayers? Now, it'd be possible to take the direct route to the answer to that question. We could preach on ask and you'll receive, seek and you'll find, knock and you shall be opened unto you. Or we could preach on if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face and pray, I will hear from heaven and will heal their land. Or we could preach on the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And indeed, over the last few years, we've preached on those verses. That's the direct route to the answer in the question, how valuable our prayers are to the Lord. But this morning, I want us to take the scenic route. I want us to take a sort of a long way around and look at some totally different verses to show you how important your prayers are to the Lord. You think, does God notice? Does God care? Well, let's just find out. First scripture we're going to look at is in Psalms, chapter 56. Psalms chapter 56 and verse 8. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? Now in the Passion Translation, it goes like this. Okay. You've kept track of my wanderings and my weeping. You've stored my many tears in your bottle. Not one will be lost, for they are all recorded in your book of remembrance. I like that. That's beautiful. You think about it. How often have you got on your knees and cried out tears of repentance? God, I messed up. God, I'm so sorry. And tears streamed down your cheeks as you repented of sin. How often have you cried out in tears of pain, hurting? Maybe somebody did you wrong at work. Somebody did you wrong in the family. Maybe somebody did you wrong at church. Maybe it was a physical pain and you cried out in tears and anguish, heartache, heartbreak. Maybe you cried out in tears over the nation. God, forgive our nation. God, our nation is going in the wrong direction. Maybe you cried out with tears over lost loved ones, lost family members. How many of you moms and dads prayed for your kids? Grandmas and grandpas prayed for your grandkids. Or maybe it's you kids praying for your moms and dads. Tears streaming down your face as you prayed, oh God, please have someone go to that person and tell them about Jesus and have their heart to be open and for them to believe. Isn't it beautiful what the psalmist said? Our tears, before they dried on our cheeks, God collected them and put them in his bottle. And he recorded them in his book. Isn't that beautiful? Your tears really matter. When you go to the Lord with a broken heart, in faith, believing that God sees that broken heart, God sees that hurting, God sees that pain, sees that compassion that you have for others. He recorded them. Guess what? Your tears are mixed with the tears of Jesus. You remember whenever they told you to memorize a Bible verse, you picked out the shortest one. Jesus wept. Jesus cried at the tomb of his friend Lazarus. Your tears are mixed with the tears of Jesus. Your tears are a proof of how much God values your prayers. Now, let's go on in another direction and look at something entirely different. Turn with me to the book of Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5. No. Hebrews 8, chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8. And verse 5. Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For, see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee on the mount. Now to see the Exodus version of that, you go to Exodus chapter 25, verse 40. And God talking to Moses on Mount Sinai, saying, look that thou make them after their pattern, which was showed thee in the mount. Now think for a moment. Moses is on Mount Sinai, and as best I understand the scriptures, God showed him a tabernacle in heaven and says, now, Moses, I want you to go back to earth and duplicate that tabernacle. And so Moses comes back, and out of animal skins, they duplicate it. Later, when they built the temples in Jerusalem, they basically followed the same floor plan, the same dimensions type thing, the same altars and different things in those temples, all after the pattern of what was in heaven. Now think for a moment. One of the great features of the altars that they had there at the tabernacle and also in the temples was the altar of sacrifice. How many thousands and thousands and thousands of animals, from little birds to bulls, were sacrificed on those altar, that altar of sacrifice? The sins of the people, the blood being shed, as the people repented of their sin. And I got to thinking about that. And I got to thinking about that altar of sacrifice in heaven. It's empty. I can picture a big old sign in pretty bold letters that says something like this: this altar no longer needed. It is finished. Jesus made one sacrifice for sin forever and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Amen. And I can imagine myself through all of eternity going by that sacrificial altar. And though it's empty, I know that at one time the blood of Jesus was poured out upon it. And it'll never have to be repeated. And I can just pause and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for dying for me that I might be saved and have eternal life. Through all of eternity, that empty altar will testify to the one great and mighty sacrifice that Jesus made for our sin. But let's stretch our minds a little bit. Did you remember that there was a second altar? Exodus 30. God told Moses to build a second altar. Exodus 30, verse 1. And thou shalt make thee an altar to burn incense upon. And he goes on to talk about how to make it. In verse 3 says, thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, the top thereof and the sides thereof round about and the horns thereof. And thou shalt make unto it a crown of gold round about. In verse 6, and thou shalt put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with thee. That altar of incense is going right there where God says, I'm going to meet with you. Verse 7, and Aaron shall burn therein sweet incense every morning when he dresses the lamps. He shall burn incense upon it. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at evening, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. You shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice, nor meat offering, neither shall you pour drink offerings therein. He says there's this altar of incense. And later in all the directions that are given, there were certain formula for the herbs and spices that were to go together to make this special incense offering. And the priest, every morning when they arose, they were to burn that incense on that altar as a sweet smell to the Lord. And then every evening as they turned the lights on, they lit the lamps, they were to burn sweet incense to the Lord. A special formula. And it says it was a sweet smell. A sweet smell. And he says, you'll a perpetual incense before the Lord. He says, you'll just keep right on doing it. Now, with that in mind, turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 5. With Revelation, chapter 5. And verse 8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Let me read that in the Passion Translation. And when the 24 elders and the four living creatures saw the Lamb had taken the scroll, they fell face down at the feet of the Lamb and worshiped him. Each of them had a harp, golden bowls, brimming full of sweet, fragrant incense, which are the prayers of God's holy lovers. Think about that. God values your prayers. God, it says, stores up your prayers. Your prayers are so special to God that he stores them in golden vessels. He didn't have them just in clay pots or paper cups. He didn't have them in aluminum cans. He stores them in golden vessels. King James says golden vials. Some translation says golden bowls, golden vessels. God stores your prayers in golden vessels. And here you have the picture of these four living creatures and the 24 elders. And they take these bowls of sweet incense, your prayers, and pour them out before the Lord. A sweet incense of worship and praise. And he goes on to say they were singing a song of praise to the Lamb. Think about that. What an awesome privilege you and I have as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. That God so values our prayers that he keeps them, he stores them. He stores them in golden vessels. And at the appropriate time of praise and worship in heaven, these worship leaders pour out your prayers before God as a sweet smelling incense of worship. And somehow or another, I think that even though they're poured out, they're not lost, and that your vessel doesn't get any emptier. Because they're just going to keep pouring these vessels of praise out to the Lord for all of eternity. Is that not awesome? That God values your prayer that much. You think, well, oh yeah, my little prayers don't matter. Oh yes, they do to the Lord. When you pour out your heart to the Lord, it matters. He cares. He notices. He answers. He keeps them. And I suspect that they're going to be doing this for all of eternity. Your prayers poured out before the Lord in worship and praise. Now it does occur to me that how full your vessel is up to you. I don't guess they have any dust or cobwebs in heaven, but there may be some vessels that don't have very much in them because some folks don't pray very much. And there are others that are going to be so full that the Lord's going to say, look down and say, well, I'm going to have to make a bigger vessel for that lady or that man, because they're just such a prayer warrior that they just keep praying, and I've got to have more space to keep their prayers. Or maybe if they're all the same size, the Lord just puts a second or a third or a fourth or a fifth vessel out there so that he's got a whole wall full. I heard a story of one of those people that had what we call a near-death experience. They were pronounced dead and then resuscitated. And that they did visit heaven, and they were shown a room, and the wall was covered with shelves with golden vessels. And this person asked the angel that he was dealing with, what are those? And he said, oh, those are the prayers of the saints, stored up for the Lord for all of eternity. I want to encourage you today. Your prayers make a difference. They make an earthly difference because, as the earlier scriptures I mentioned, God does honor the prayers in an earthly way, in an earthly sense, for praying saints. But they make an eternal heavenly difference because God stores them in heaven. When you have a sensitive heart to the Lord and you shed tears as you pray, God keeps those tears. When you pray, God retains those prayers in those golden vessels. You say, well, now, Ed, I'm not a saint. You remember when Paul wrote to the Corinthian Christians, he called them the saints at Corinth? And if you read that book, they were so carnal. They were having fusses and difficulties and all kinds of stuff that were not very Christ-like. But they were still saints because they were set apart for God. You don't have to have a halo over your head and have the church make you a saint. If you set your heart on Jesus, you are a child of God. How did this Passion Translated put it? The prayers of God's holy lovers. Do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? If you really love the Lord, your prayers make a difference. I encourage you today, be a woman, a man, a boy, a girl of prayer. No one is too young to pray. No one is too old to pray. Sometimes, like the prodigal son, our prayer, first prayer has to be, Father, forgive me. But sometimes our prayers are, Father, I praise you and I love you and I worship you and I magnify you and I glorify your name forever. Be a man or woman of prayer. Now, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can't be a person of prayer. Your first prayer must be, Father, save me. I come to you, Jesus, believing in you, and I ask you to become my Lord and Savior. And that simple little prayer makes all the difference. Amen. It doesn't have to be complicated. You remember at the crucifixion, that other thief on the cross, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. That's all he could pray. And he couldn't do any mighty works. He couldn't do any good works. He couldn't go into church. He couldn't tithe. He couldn't teach Sunday school. He couldn't preach sermons because he was at a few moments from death. But a simple prayer, Lord, remember me. And what was the answer? Today you will be with me in paradise. I encourage you, if you can't pray because you don't know Jesus, come to know Jesus. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. And then I encourage you as a believer, fill up that vessel. Fill up that golden vessel with prayers. And all of eternity, your prayers will be a sweet, sweet, sweet incense poured out on the altar of incense to worship the Lord. Father, as we bow before you today, I want to thank you for Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. I want to thank you that sacrificial altar had that blood of Jesus poured out on it one time in heaven, and that was it. Forever and forever, salvation paid for. Sin dealt with. But Father, I thank you that we can, through our prayers, offer sweet incense of worship to you for all of eternity. Father, if there's one that's listening that doesn't know Jesus, I pray that you'll lead that person today. The Holy Spirit will bring conviction. I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak and draw them lovingly to you. And Father, I pray that you'll encourage all of us to know that our prayers are not in vain as we worship you. Father, to help us to see the long range, the big picture. That prayer time is not wasted time. It's not idle time. It's invested time. And Lord, I sure do thank you that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman makes great power available. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious to you, and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.